The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Yesterday was World Pneumonia Day, with health organisations launching awareness drives for pneumo disease, a potential cause for developing pneumonia. Joining me to talk about this is Dr. Sumi Don, a clinical lecturer, currently a GP, but also you may remember her from being an expert in Operation Transformation. Sumi, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat.
Now let's talk about pneumococcal disease. What is it exactly? Is it a virus? Is it a bacteria?
It's actually a bacteria, and pneumococcal disease is a very serious disease. What we are more aware of, it's a major cause of illness and death, particularly amongst the very young and those that are what we call immunocompromised, and those over the age of 65. And interestingly, it's not just pneumonia. It's not linked to just lung disease. Pneumococcal disease can be multifactorial and affect quite a lot of systems in the body. So that's why we're trying to raise awareness around this.
Now, I mentioned it's bacterial. Is it one single bacterium or is it a mix of different bacteria?
It is. It's got varying serotypes. We're aware of about 90 different serotypes of what we know of the Streptococcus pneumoniae, which is the broad umbrella term of the bacteria. But within that, there's 90 different serotypes. And yes, through the childhood immunization program, some of these serotypes are captured. But then after the age of two, and if you're immunocompromised and you have health conditions, you're not covered. So you may need an additional vaccine. And certainly over the age of 65, that's the group we're really trying to capture.
Now, how might one be infected? You know, when you hear about streptococcal disease or infection, you're told it's everywhere. You can pick it up anywhere.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, more often than not, it's actually found in our upper respiratory tract. And most of us will carry the organism, you know, quite harmlessly in our upper nasal tracts, respiratory systems, without causing any issue whatsoever. But it's when it becomes overwhelming that that's when the issue is. So it may mimic a respiratory tract infection. It may mimic an ear infection. It might mimic just a simple bronchitis. So there's lots of things there for us to be aware of.
So when does this ever-present infection, when does it go rogue and cause us problems?
It can start going rogue, particularly if you have underlying health conditions. And particularly, as I said, we do capture infants through the childhood immunization program, but that particular vaccine is only going to cover us for certain serotypes. So then after that, we need to be aware of symptoms. So if you're over the age of two and you have underlying health conditions to begin with, like diabetes, chronic lung, heart, liver, or kidney disease, chronic neurological disease, children who've already had a history of invasive pneumococcal disease, children with a background of trisomy 21, also known as Down syndrome, anyone with a background of celiac disease, children that may or adults that may have had cochlear implants, immune deficiencies, multifactorially could be of a disease, could be treatment mediated, that could be through chemotherapy or other drugs, possibly HIV infection, if someone's had a shunt in place. So you can see, you know, people have an underlying condition that makes their immune system compromised.
Say autoimmune conditions, like arthritis, diabetes?
Diabetes absolutely would fall in that category as well. Autoimmune conditions, certainly if you're taking drugs that would suppress the immune system, that would fall into that category of treatment that suppresses the immune system.
Now, I was reading that one of those who develop an invasive infection, one in four will get pneumonia, one in four will get meningitis, one in 10 will die.
Absolutely. Coming back to what I first said, this is actually quite a serious illness, pneumococcal disease, and that's why we need to be aware of it and not to be as complacent around it, given those very, very stark facts you've just read out.
Now, the question of immunization against this, it's free to certain cohorts of people.
Absolutely. It's free to certain cohorts of people. I think the important aspect is that we don't recommend that second vaccine, known as the PPV23, for healthy children and adults, because there is a very low risk of pneumococcal disease. So we're coming back to that at-risk group over the age of 2, and certainly age comes into it once you get over the age of 65. At that point, it really is worth chatting to your GP. There is a vaccine. It's known as the PPV23 vaccine. It is available in the primary care setting. Somebody with a medical card will get it for free. Those without a medical card may have to pay a consultation fee.
So if you're in those categories that you mentioned, you can get it. You may have to pay for it depending on your status within the medical system. But for those who are older, over 65, is it free for all of those?
Again, it is coming into your GP. A once-only booster is recommended, aged over 65 and older. Again, at 65, it will depend on your medical card status.
Okay. Now, what is intriguing about all of this is, in spite of our conversation today and probably other conversations over the years, most people are ignorant of the fact that there is an immunization available.
Absolutely. And I think, again, we need to be raising awareness. When we say something like pneumococcal disease, the immediate, you know, let's say, link is, oh, it's a chest infection, a bad chest infection. It isn't. This is invasive. It's overwhelming. It's a multi-system disease that can make people very, very unwell and result in death. And the figures and the data is there to back it up. We do have a vaccine prevention program. We want to make people really, really aware of that. And, you know, it's not just a chest infection. That's the key message that I want to get across to people.
Okay, it could be fatal. Invasive in 1 in 10, it will be fatal. And that is a frightening statistic.
Absolutely. And we're at that time of year where there's a crossover with respiratory illnesses. And a lot of things can present at the same time and mimic, be it a simple cold, be it flu-like illness, be it COVID-type illness, be it other respiratory infections. So again, if you are falling into that high-risk group, please make contact with your GP sooner rather than later.
And the final question is, suppose you do fall victim to pneumococcal invasive infection, what are the weapons we have to try and combat it, to keep us alive?
We have early detection is crucial. Certainly vaccination, capturing as many people to vaccinate them appropriately. But then if you're not vaccinated, and even if you are vaccinated and you fall unwell, it's being aware of symptomology, being aware of your own background medical history. Your GP will be aware of your medical history, treatments that you probably may have had that make you immunocompromised, coming into your GP so that we can examine you and certainly signpost you very quickly to hospital systems for early treatment.
And the treatment presumably is antibiotics. I presume the pneumococcal bacteria are susceptible to those antibiotics still.
The majority are. That is, early detection is key. That is to get treatment instigated very, very quickly in the appropriate medical settings.
Dr. Sumi Dunn, clinical lecturer, current GP, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.